Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Breakfast Briefing. My name is Henry Jennings. It is the 1st of September, Wednesday the 1st, the first day of spring. And as usual, with all the information contained in this briefing, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this briefing. And if you need to, you can always pause the slideshow here and read our disclaimer in full. And if you're listening on a podcast, head on over to our website and read the disclaimer there. All right, well, a little bit of a wishy-washy night in the US markets. The end of the month saw a little bit of a sell-off, nothing too dramatic, and more wishy-washy ahead of the US holiday at the end of this week on the 6th of September, this Monday. So a little bit of just worries about valuations at the moment, I have to say. Dow Jones closing down 39 points or 0.11%. at 35,361. The Nasdaq down 7 points. Nothing very exciting there either. Down 0.04%, 15,259. And the S&P 500 down 6 points, or 0.13%, to 45.23. We did see a slight pickup in the VIX index, up around 1.8% to 16.48. But again, nothing very exciting there either. SPY futures are showing a loss today, kicking off the first day of spring, of 33 points or 0.44%, 74.44 on those SPY futures. We did have a little bit of a positive day yesterday, looked like a bit of window dressing, but certainly industrials doing quite well yesterday, and tech and healthcare also doing well yesterday. In terms of commodities overnight, London back online after the UK bank holiday for August. So we do have some commodity news playing a little bit of catch up, but we had Brent crude down 0.57% or 42 cents to 72.99. We had WTI down 71 cents or 1.03% to 68.50. Gold price perked up again, 1818, up $5.90, up 0.33%. But the iron ore price took a bit of a tumble yesterday, down $5.15 to $152.60. So maybe that rally is just a little bit over for the time being, down 3.26%. In other commodities last night, we had the copper price up 1.32%. We had the nickel price up 3.24%. So nickel bulls will be pretty pleased with that result. Aluminium up 3.1%. Aluminium going to decade highs, I have to say. We are seeing China pulling back on its aluminium production. 60% of the world's aluminium comes out of China. But as you probably know, it is a very energy intensive business, and China trying to keep its green credentials intact, or at least pushing their green credentials and getting emissions down, is cutting back on aluminium supply, which is causing that big spike in the price. Zinc up 0.3, lead falling like the proverbial, down 1.2, and tin up 0.8 of a percent in the UK time zone. As far as US stocks go, we also had Apple down 0.8, Facebook down 0.3, Google slightly up 0.07, and Microsoft down 0.5% there. And here you can see the S&P 500, but it is very much the dog days of summer, very much drifting, not much inspiration, nothing very much new to go on, and I guess waiting for that Labor Day holiday to be out of the way, the big boys to be back in town, and then get on with it. September can be an interesting and volatile month. So just closing down around 0.13% there for the S&P. As far as major stories go, stocks drop with valuation near the highest since 2000, and the Democrats focusing on a 25% corporate tax rate, 31.8% capital gains tax rate to help generate $1 trillion in revenue for Bill. Lucky old Bill. I'd like to get $1 trillion in revenue if my name was Bill. A Cleveland Fed Pres Meister, not yet convinced recent inflation surge has satisfied Fed's price stability goal. And some progressive Dems call on Biden to replace Powell as Fed chair. The reason for that is not because he's doing a bad job in the economy so much and the money printing exercise, which is going pretty well, I have to say, for Jerome Powell. But it's more his green credentials and his lack of focus on climate change, which is upsetting some of the progressive Democrats. Goldman Sachs sees 750,000 evictions after Supreme Court blocks Biden's moratorium, And the Chinese non-manufacturing PMI yesterday unexpectedly falls into contraction in August. And manufacturing PMI also weaker than expected. That's certainly weighing on that iron ore price, which fell heavily yesterday. Eurozone headline inflation accelerates to 3% in August, which is the highest in 10 years. And the CDC advisory panel says more evidence needed for the COVID vaccine booster recommendation. As far as stuff goes here in our market, we have got, well, a much quieter time now that reporting season is out of the way. We can all pause, take a breath, and actually have a look at what the market is doing underlying and maybe analyse some of these results. But we do have CoreLogic dwelling prices today for and we do also get GDP for Q2, which is going to be the big one. Chinese Caixin manufacturing PMI for August. In the US, we saw BHP down 2.6% and Rio down 1.1%. Hip to be square down 1.4%. Obviously, that has implications for Afterpay, as the two will be one at some stage in the not too distant future. US 10 years 1.3%, Australia 1.15%, Germany minus 0.39%, and GQG Partners, which I'd never heard of until today, is targeting a $5 billion ASX listing. Now, the roadshow is kicking off next week for a December quarter listing. GQG Partners, is a big fund manager with a very similar amount of funds under management as Magellan, at around $116 billion. So Magellan is going to have a direct competitor in terms of funds under management and valuation. So it'll be interesting to see how the market reacts to that one, GQG coming out of the US. Noront opens door to Andrew Forrest to make a formal offer. They certainly seem to be wanting to go in with the Twiggy Meister, and looking for him for the formal offer as opposed to BHP. CrowdStrike results came out after hours in the US, down 4.5% as revenue rose 70%. And APT, Afterpay Touch Ventures, which is a sort of an incubator and an investor in startups, is setting out for a September ASX float. It's bound to be popular, I would say. They are raising $100 million at 40 cents. Afterpay will tip in the first $10 million. And the CHESS replacement system the ASX is touting based on blockchain has missed yet another software deadline. And bigger than the internet, this is a very large claim, but it probably is bigger and probably more important long-term for the planet, and bigger than the internet is the greening of the planet, which some estimates have suggested will take $41 trillion to green the planet and dig up all the stuff that is required to combat climate change. AGL cutting more jobs and shifting the HQ to Melbourne. Melbourne's touting that as a big win. It's AGL, guys, don't get too carried away. And government support of $87 million has kept Rex Airlines flying, and the chairman is very grateful to the government and ScoMo for it. Question of the day today is a simple question. Have you entered the Marcus Today competition yet? This is the competition to pick the best performing stock over the period to October the 15th. So if you haven't already entered, please go to our website and enter that. $3,000 up for grabs for members and $1,500 for non-members who win the competition. So good luck to everybody. We're also going to be doing a little bit of a sector or segment every day on this podcast, just highlighting the top 10, top 20 perhaps of entrants in the competition, how they're going and what's happening with their stocks, just to give it a little bit of competition, I guess, and a little bit of activity out there. So if you haven't already entered the MT competition, then by all means, head on over to the website and do so. $3,000 to the winner if they're a member, and $1,500 to the winner if they're not a member. That's it for me today. Thanks very much for listening. Head on over to the Facebook discussion group. Love to have your thoughts, ideas, and insights over there as always. It's a great group, no question too silly, and members helping members is very much the motto over there. We've got another Ask the Analyst session on Friday, the 10th of September. That's not this Friday, that is next Friday at 5 p.m. And I'll be running through five stocks that I think will have potential whale-like qualities and be multi-baggers in the years to come. So that'll be an interesting session. We did five of your stocks last week, or the last time we did it, and we'll be doing 5 of 9 next time. That's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening and have a great day.